Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Anime Ramble. Today I got for you Hunter's Guild Chapter 2. It's been a while since I've reviewed this series, but there is a lot of development moving forward, a lot of clarity that's been brought to the series. So what is going on? Well, if you remember from where Chapter 1 left off, Chapter 2 picks up with Valoo being asked by Grimm if he wants to become a hunter and joins the Hunter Guild. Now, at first, Valoo, he was like, nah, I can't do that. And the main reason that he says that is because if he goes to leave to take the hunter's exam, then what is going to happen is that the hamlet, his village that he grew up in with everybody who raised him, because if you remember, he was an orphan, his parents were attacked and killed by werewolves, so the entire village took turns raising him, with the mayor being the main person who raised him during this time. So those are all the reasons that he's thinking about and why he refuses Grimm and her invitation to become a hunter. There would be no one there left to protect the village, and the main thing is that, one, the hamlet doesn't have enough money to employ a hunter year-round while he's off taking the exam. Two, this isn't really even much of a plan, considering the fact that we learn that werewolves are created from humans, right? We don't know if this is a natural thing that occurs or if they just have a gene in their body that allows them to eventually turn into a werewolf, something similar to what we see in Fire Force, how it's just like spontaneous, something along those lines. But because there are humans, there will always be werewolves. So unless Grimm's plan and the Hunters Guild's plan is to eliminate humans or make them infertile, basically killing off humans in the process, unless there's a plan like that, I, as a reader, cannot see, and Valoo can't see how they plan to eliminate all werewolves in the future. So her words are kind of ringing like lies because she's not telling him any details surrounding their actual plan. Regardless, it's just not a good plan. She's basically lying to this man at this point, and is making Valoo very standoffish and putting him on guard, leading Grimm to like change up her approach on how she approaches Valoo. It's not just a straight invitation at this point. She says, okay, if I can ensure the safety of your village, will you come with me to become a hunter? And Valoo is like, yeah. Now, Grimm, after this, getting the yes, was like, all right, cool, keep the axe because the axe is special, which basically brings confirmation to us that this is probably a hunter's tool, which then brings more questions to the mayor and how he came into possession of this. I find it unlikely that he himself is a hunter, given that he didn't recognize that his wife had turned into a werewolf and was eaten. It kind of led me to believe that maybe because there's such a small village, he found the axe, or maybe they had a hunter come in the past and they needed defense. That hunter was killed. He kept the axe and just used it ever since. Maybe it was a brother's, a sister's, a son, a daughter's. Who knows? I just don't see him being the hunter. He might not even have known what he had in his possession at the time, which probably could have saved his life if he had it, you know, on. Well, actually, he did, because it was in the bone pile. Never mind. I just think he was caught off guard. You know, it's his wife. Maybe everybody knows that werewolves are created from humans, so it was just kind of like a shock factor that led to his death. Nonetheless, Valoo and Grimm turn to the village, and at this point, two new werewolves have moved in on the old Granny werewolf's territory. So you had Granny, Miali, you had Duduo, the older, smarter brother, and you had Naraoi. I'm pretty sure I mispronounced all of those, so we're just going to call him Duduo from Pokemon and Nara no Shikamaru. So their entire plan involves Nara causing the distraction. So Nara goes, he goes down to the village and immediately gets spotted by one of the villagers who's on the defense perimeter. He signals the bell, everybody gathers at the town hall, and during the chaos and panic, this is when you see Duduo transform into his human form and sneak into the town hall meeting. In all actuality, the plan would have been enough to get away with it too if it was not for those meddling kids and that stupid bell. When I tell you Grimm is about that life, I need you to listen to me. She is on site every time we see her. Their first problem is that Grimm is outside beating the dog shit out of the younger brother Nara. The second being is that the older brother has just became spotted by Valoo. Surprising to everybody that the reason that he was able to spot the older brother Duduo was because since he has been raised by everybody in the village, I guess equally, he knows everybody's face and he knows who is not a part of the village. People just don't move into their hamlet. People don't just move into the mountain. So it's just apparent to him. It's just apparent to him, right? So he pulls up on him. He draws his weapon. He was like, who are you? You're not from here. And it's a problem. So yeah, chapter 2, very interesting. I want to know how the rest of the chapters go. This is just like first thoughts. I mean, chapter 2 really wasn't hitting as much as chapter 1 did, but it's all setting up for chapter 3, at least in my opinion. We're going to check that out in the future. If you are new, go plus Ultra and smash that subscribe button. Let me know you rock with the content that I put out on the channel. Like the video if you like the video. Dislike the video if you dislike the video. Comment on the video your thoughts about what you think is going on, how you think chapter 3 is going to go, and how you're enjoying this series so far. And like always, and until next time, I'm out.